It's Saturday after Ash Wednesday. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. Today our Roman station pilgrimage continues by visiting Sant'Agostino, listed in the Missal as Ad Sanctum Trifonem. This is the church of St. Augustine of Hippo in Rome, built in the 13th century in the time of Honorius IV, which overwhelmed a smaller church nearby that had the relics of St. Trifon. As you walk up the stairs and see the facade, you are looking at marble recovered from the Colosseum by Sixtus IV after an earthquake. Just inside the door, and you turn to the left, you find the Madonna of the Pilgrims, the beautiful painting by Caravaggio. Pilgrims have come to find Madonna and Child, and their feet are bare and dirty, and almost like sticking out of the painting at us, reminding us of ourselves. There's also here a statue of Mary, to whom Roman women have come, especially on the 9th of October, to pray for more childbirth. And here you find the tomb of St. Monica, transferred from Rome's port city, Ostia, where she died when she and her son, Augustine, were waiting to return to North Africa after Augustine was baptized by St. Ambrose in Milan. During Lent, it is a custom at the end of Mass on weekdays of giving a special blessing over the people after the final orations. This was done both in the East and the West, and at Eucharistic liturgies especially, for the bishop to give the special blessing on catechumens and penitents and on the order of virgins and of widows, etc., before dismissing them. Augustine talks about, at the end of Mass, about a benediction, a prayer of the people, and an imposition of hands. This all eventually merged into one thing, and the imposition eventually was left out because scribes omitted it from the books because a bishop wasn't going to be doing it and so forth. Anyway, in the Roman books, this is called ad complendum, to bring everything to a completion, with the invitation of the deacon for everyone to receive it by bowing their heads. Lent is a time of spiritual battle, and more is needed during this time of Lenten discipline. I've been reading some bits and pieces from the first chapter of Archbishop Sheen's book on the demonic, which is actually a compilation put together of everything that Sheen did about demons and the demonic. It's a very fine work. I recommend it wholeheartedly. The first chapter is special, and it's, I want to share it, but I have to do it in pieces. So I'm going to back up a couple sentences, a sentence from where I was last time. Darwin saw catastrophe as the chief adversary of his theory of new species. Scientists today generally agree that there have been catastrophes in the evolution of planets as well as life. Immanuel Velikovsky, in his Earth in Upheaval, puts it in picturesque language. The past of mankind must now be viewed in the light of the experience of Hiroshima, and no longer from the portals of the Beagle, the name of the ship in which Charles Darwin, as a young naturalist, made his voyage around the globe. The universe, as well as man on this tiny earth, are not as they ought to be. Something has happened to both. There are discords in the universe, just as there are complexes in the heart of man. Planets bombard one another as man does violence to his brother. The mystery is heightened as we read the story of creation in the first verse of Genesis, the passage the astronauts read as they looked on the moon. In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Now comes the shock in verse 2. Now over the earth was a formless void. There was darkness over the deep, and God's Spirit hovered over the water. This is almost like saying, Mother made an angel cake. It fell and became a mess, or even a devil's food.